The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to read the opening paragraph to an article some of you may have read in the paper today. Another day, another shooting. Another day, I am sad and ashamed to be American. I've had a Charlie Kirk's death as another line on the incredibly long list of reasons why I won't return for good. So said in that article Adriana Casserly. She's a freelance writer and journalist. She's based in the northwest of this country, but previously a staff editor at the New York Times. And with me now, Adriana, you're very welcome to the show. And thanks a million for speaking to us. Before we explore, you know, why you might not go back, I think it might be instructive to talk a little bit about one of the last stories that you covered at the New York Times, which was the mass shooting that everybody in this country, everybody around the world, really, the English-speaking world would be familiar with. It got so much attention, which was at Uvalde in Texas. Talk me through your experience of that.
Yeah, so I was working a little bit downstream of news. I was on the production side in the New York Times, and so we were slowly getting messages. You know, big shooting in Texas. At the time, my sister, who's in the U.S. military, was stationed in Texas, so I was really worried about my niece. So I was thinking, you know, Texas is a really big state. Like, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. And thankfully, my niece was safe. She was the same age as all of those children who got murdered that day, and she was only 15 minutes away. That case really stayed with me, and you know that shooting was particularly brutal in how long it took the authorities to respond to that active shooter, and how bad the victims' bodies were brutalized to the point where parents were asked for DNA samples. So that's a story that I think will never leave me.
I think one of the reasons these stories resonate, and it's changed over time, is it's how different the reaction today to these mass shootings and to Uvalde was, and to Sandy Hook to a degree as well a few years ago. Maybe that was the turning point in terms of the commentary, is when we compare it back to, say, Columbine, where there was an element of, I guess, the precursor to the culture wars about it all. But there was a sense that there was a problem here that had to be kind of wrestled with and had to be gotten under control. Whereas now, and this brings Charlie Kirk into it, when these things happen, there's a sense of, well, listen, you know, this is just the price we got to pay to live in this society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of Americans who would agree with you. And Charlie Kirk was one of them, who said, you know, unfortunately, gun deaths are are kind of, you know, worth it to have access to guns. So it's something I can't really understand, because more guns, more gun deaths, the more you need guns. It's just a cyclical thinking, right? So it's just so refreshing to be in a country where that's just not even something people think about.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that then. About, well, maybe first of all, your experience of the education system then in the States, or even accessing school grounds, and how that compares to your experience here.
I guess, like, I'm only 30, so from my entire education, from when I was in kindergarten onward, I was doing active shooter drills, lockdowns, so it's kind of always a part of my life. And then I didn't know any different until moving abroad, and then going to see my friend at school, at her school, and being able to walk right in. It was just so shocking for me. I was like, oh my God, these kids are unsafe. But actually, no, they're not unsafe, because there's not that access to guns in any other country but the US. So it's the US that's unsafe, not.
And because people are so used to it, is there a degree to which it's not necessarily questioned, or you know, were you and your peers kind of going in every day thinking this isn't normal?
Oh, no, I don't think I was questioning it at that age. I can't really remember if other people were questioning it at that age. I think it was just really normal when you start from such a young age. It's just what you know.
And then even and you talk about this in the piece as well in the paper, you know, accessing school as a visitor to the school. You were dropping somebody off at school. Was it a relative or somebody here in Ireland?
Yeah, here in Ireland. I was just dropping off a gift for a friend at a secondary school. But then, you know, at my own secondary school, if a parent had to drop something off, or if you know, someone had to come pick up their child earlier for whatever reason they needed to access the school, they would basically walk into a double set of bulletproof doors. So they would be then penned in. There would be often the armed police officer there waiting at the front desk to pat them down when they came inside. It was all very secure. And I never knew anything but that kind of level of security. Other schools have metal detectors that the kids walk through every day. Every school is different. Every school district is different.
And all very different from here, of course. You said, and I quoted you right at the outset, you know, as of Charlie Kirk's death, another example on of the long list of reasons you wouldn't return to the States. What else is on that list?
Oh, quality of life, access to affordable healthcare. There's lots. Like I'm currently a stay-at-home mom with my toddler, and I probably wouldn't be able to afford that if we were in the US. So there's lots of different reasons.
How would you feel in a few years, in 4 or 5 years time, 5 years, I guess, when that toddler was of school going age? Were you to find yourself back in the States and they were doing active shooter drills?
Oh, well, that's not going to happen. We are firmly rooted here in the Northwest. But I would feel, it's less about the active shooter drills, but I would just feel nauseous dropping my child off every day. I honestly, if I was in the US, I would homeschool. And I actually have friends who homeschool for a variety of reasons, and that's one of them.
Safety, just their own peace of mind.
General safety. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the broader piece, before I let you go, Adriana, the proliferation of guns in society, I mean, there's a view, and I remember speaking to somebody, we were actually in Texas, in Austin, Texas, a couple of years ago with the show last year, and we spoke to somebody who was who would formerly have been of the view, you know, we've got to reduce the level of gun ownership, we've got to, you know, weed all of this out. And I'd kind of become resigned to the fact that the guns existed and there was very little you could do, and decided, you know what, I'm going to go for the lower hanging fruit. And what she was advocating for was, you know, better lockups and better security systems and better procedures and what have you. I just wonder what your view is on whether society in the States has passed the point at which this can be, that genie can be put back in the bottle in terms of gun ownership.
That's a very difficult question, because there's so many more guns than people in the US. And it would take a really unifying leader in order for people to feel comfortable, you know, relinquishing their guns in hopes of, you know, just creating a more peaceful society. I saw a statistic today, 1 in 15 Americans has witnessed a mass shooting. So I do think that it's very entrenched in the culture. There's a lot of generational trauma. There's a lot of just group trauma that Americans are experiencing around this. I don't want to say it's too late, because I think I'm an eternal optimist, and I hope that there's never anything that's too late. But it would definitely be challenging.
That is Adriana Casserly, the freelance writer and journalist, former staff editor at the New York Times. Adriana, thank you so much for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.